Okay, what I was like, what it was like. When I was younger, I started off just as normal kid, had a great family life, nothing crazy, bad. But I was always a really anxious little kid. Had terrible, terrible separation anxiety with my mom from the time I was like 5 until probably 13. I couldn't spend the night at my friend's house. I would call her at like 2 o'clock in the morning to come and pick me up because I thought she was dying for no reason. She wasn't in bad health or anything. I was just convinced that something was always going to happen to my mom. And I have two sisters, two older sisters, none of which are alcoholics. I was the lucky one. And yeah, I had a really good childhood. Nothing bad ever happened. I mean, other than the anxiety. In school, I was pretty active, always like the popular little girl, as popular as you can be in elementary school. wasn't crazy smart or anything. Did good, did well. Was a little bit of a troublemaker, I guess. And all I can remember is just being anxious and always worrying that my mom was going to die. And then getting into middle school, I think that's when I started to see my sister party when she was in high school. And I just thought it looked like the coolest thing to do. Like, she had all these friends. She would go to the beach with her friends. And just, it seemed like such a great time. And the first drink I ever had, I don't really remember, like, the exact date or anything. Was probably 13, like, 8th grade, maybe 7th. We would go into my dad's liquor cabinet, and he was a really big scotch drinker, still is to this day. Not an alcoholic, though. And he doesn't drink, like, the normal scotch. He drinks, like, aged cask strength, like nasty, nasty scotch. And to this day, like, I remember, I still smell it in the house. And as soon as I walk in, I smell it. And it reminds me of my dad, so it's good, but it's the most rank smelling alcohol I've ever smelled in my life. So I remember getting into that in middle school. Me and my best friend would come over. We would go, like, sneak out at like 12 o'clock with scotch, probably like a $60 bottle worth of scotch, and mix it with Coca-Cola, and learned that that wasn't really the cool thing to do, really, really quickly. But hey, it was then. We were just drinking, and it was fun. When I got into high school, that's where drinking picked up, of course, all kinds of partying. I think it really picked up, like, my junior year. Hung out with the wrong crowd. I was kind of, like, the girl that was, like, in between the popular kids were, like, here, and then, like, the weird but still kind of cool kids were here. And I kind of went back and forth between that. Really always wanted to, like, be the artist and, like, play guitar, and thought that was cool. But I still wanted to be the popular girl, too, because that's what my sister always was. And I really aspired to be like her for whatever reason. And I started drinking pretty much every weekend. I was going to high school, so, I mean, you can't really drink and, well, you can drink and go to school, but it wasn't an option for me then. But I sure got wasted on the weekends. And I remember kind of noticing, like, towards my junior year, I drank a little bit different than the other girls, but the other girls had blackouts, so I was better than them. I didn't drink that different. I just got wasted and had a good time, but I at least remembered it, and they didn't, so that was my justification there. Couldn't keep a steady group of friends in high school because of how crazy I was. Made a real jerk of myself a bunch of times. Spring break was always the worst. Like, I was that girl that no one wanted to hang around because she would always get so wasted and lie and run off. And, of course, there were still moms there. The cool moms would take us for spring break. And I always remember being like, well, my sister, Megan doesn't have to go with her friend's parents. Why do I? So so I should be able to go just as wild as Megan does. And I did. But there were parents around, and I remember a specific occasion where I just completely ruined the whole entire spring break trip because I was wasted. Everyone else was drinking too, but it did something different for me. Never made me like feel taller, prettier, or anything like that. Just kind of got rid of that anxiety that I had as a little girl with my mom. And I could stay out because I would drink till I didn't care. And did crazy things. Everyone thought it was funny that I did crazy things. And then it got old really quick. By my senior year, I was getting into other stuff, still drinking a lot, but drinking led me to lots of other various things. And I had a best friend that I would always party with. And when I turned 18, he OD'd from methadone and died, sadly. And that's when it hit the fan. Like, after that, I think I was, all that anxiety that I had just rushed back, and drinking wasn't helping anymore, and nothing would help to get rid of this. And I was still acting like everything was okay, still partying, did a lot of things to help me not remember that whole summer after Sean OD'd. And then I realized how out of control I was getting, so I thought the only thing to do was to go away to college that no one from my high school was going to, and I did. It was my dad's school that he went to, so I went to Mobile, Alabama for college, a Jesuit college. That was really great. They drink a lot. And I always heard, like, when I went to that school, I always heard, like, how many alcoholics, like, came out of there because they, and my dad even said, like, that was the only time I got drunk. They had 10-cent beers. And I was like, yes, sweet. So I'm going to go there. Yeah, that's where I'm going. And I did. By this time, I was drinking pretty much every day. Vodka. I wasn't drinking beer. All the girls that drank beer or wine were just the P word, and I would say that. I would call him that and think I was really cool and tough because I was drinking vodka, and I wasn't drinking, like, expensive vodka. I was drinking, like, Skol vodka. Yeah, I'm classy. And that was, I mean, this was the first time I had been away. I had always been afraid to, like, go away from my mom because she was gonna die. And I was there that whole year, and I think I got maybe like 3 credits from there. I did really good in psychology and what was the other thing? Oh, English. Who knows? And actually, I think I got something from there as far as education when I wasn't wasted. But that was really where people started to call me out on my drinking. I drank every day, would go to the library drinking. Everyone was like, oh, Katie, she drinks in the library. And it was funny. It was really funny to them. And then I ran away from there. I obviously didn't have a successful year in college. Didn't tell anyone I wasn't going back. Just didn't come back. And so I tried to fix it again by coming home. Got worse and worse, obviously. And then we decided that treatment, well, yeah, I guess I decided treatment was the only option. And that was once I had come back and decided that I needed to run away again. So I went to treatment in Belize. it's a theme, I guess, with me is running away. So went to Belize, got sober, detoxed off alcohol, and other crazy stuff I was doing. And it was a really good experience. I learned a lot about myself. And that didn't end nicely. I had to leave there on short notice because one of the guys in the treatment center ended up killing himself while I was there. But I wasn't going to let that stop me. I came back. And tried to do this AA thing, and did it for like 4 months. I didn't do it how I'm doing it now. I went to meetings, didn't get a sponsor. I was hanging around for probably like 3 months before I finally gave in to getting a sponsor. And 2 days after I got my sponsor, like I've tried to talk to her, we talked on the phone a couple times, but 2 days after I got my sponsor, I ended up in the ICU for what we didn't know at the time was type 1 diabetes. That really came out of left field too. So a lot of bad, well, what looks like really bad things happened in a really short period of time. And the diabetes was like the perfect excuse for me to not be an alcoholic anymore. I thought, who would ever drink with diabetes? Only someone crazy. And so I focused on that for a little while, like 2 months. It worked. It really cured my alcoholism. Wasn't going to meetings, and I was like, yeah, I can do this on my own. But that was really a big life change, and I don't think I ever, like, accepted it to where I needed, how I needed to accept it. And then I turned 21. I turned 21, had a terrible relapse. I drank a half a handle of good old Skol, and ended up passing out. My sister came to knock on my door, and I wouldn't get up. And she thought I was, like, strung out on something else, and I wasn't. It's just alcohol. And she said, I've never seen anyone that can drink and get, like, that messed up. And I'm like, oh, you haven't met enough alcoholics, I guess. But so she tried to wake me up. I ended up getting into a physical altercation with my sister, and I put my family through hell again. After they had spent thousands of dollars sending me to treatment, and ended up being Baker-acted for that. I don't even remember. I was blackout by then, and I remember coming to in the cop car, being crazy and belligerent in the cop car, and I got out 3 days later from the psych ward and drank again that day. And then I decided there was nothing else I could do and figured I should probably go back to a meeting. And my mom, I actually had to ask my mom to drive me because I knew if I was to go on my own, I would have not come. And I ended up going back to meetings. And really this time I just was so desperate I had to throw myself into it. I was a shaky mess. And I got a sponsor the second day, I think, after I was back. And that's really what I needed. And I started working the steps. Now I'm on step 9. It's been a very, very quick and huge learning experience. And I feel better now than I did with my 8 months before when I wasn't doing anything correctly. Imagine that. Not correctly. When I wasn't taking any action to make myself get better. So now I'm just working the steps, trying to make my amends with my family. Bless them, bless their hearts, bless all the people's hearts who got to see me drink. And I really found a relationship with God this time, and it's made a huge difference. I'm so nervous. So I know that was a lot of what it was like, but yeah, now I'm here, and that's all that matters. So thank you for letting me share.